This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Susanna Hodges.
Welcome to the Good Neighbor Podcast. With me is Melissa Munford McCurdy with the Opelika Main Street. Welcome, Melissa. I'm happy to have you here today.
Susanna, I'm glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
Sure. So, you know, we hear a lot about Opelika Main Street, but I'm not so sure people really know what that organization is and what they do for the community. So you can kind of explain what Opelika Main Street does.
Okay, so Opelika Main Street is really, we're at the center of economic development for the downtown area. We have lots of avenues that we sort of use to gain funding for it. It is a nonprofit organization. Our main mission is to help downtown thrive and grow, and that's through helping people come down there and shop, live, play, eat, just to keep people coming into our downtown, to keep the economy thriving, to, you know, make sure that the businesses down there are being seen throughout the community and throughout the state. You know, a thriving downtown equals a thriving city. And so what we do that a lot of people don't know, we do provide grants for all of our businesses down there. We have a matching grant that we provide up to $10,000 to help out with the facades of all of the buildings that qualify. Whether it's an awning, whether it's them getting their building painted, or any type of structural from the outside that we can help out with. That's what that grant goes toward. Like if you're doing any kind of outside structural work for your building, or putting an awning on or painting the building, that's what that grant is for. And the way we raise the money is through throwing events downtown. And some of the events we do aren't to make money. It's just to bring in positivity into the downtown and bring people in to enjoy and to see our downtown. We have four big events that we do a year, even though we have other smaller events, but our biggest events are, of course, we just had Christmas in a Railroad Town. We have our wine event. We have our beer event, which is called On Tap. It's an own craft beer event that we're going to be hosting come April 6th. And we have Touch a Truck. So we try to have a little something for everyone, for all ages to enjoy. So that's just our way of contributing back to the community, to have things for people to do. And we like to be involved. This organization is very involved in the community. Most of the people that we have, that I'm the only employee they have, everything else is through volunteering. Okay. It also gives people service hours. People come and volunteer for these events as well, and to do service work for the community, for all our downtown, not just down. It doesn't just help with downtown. It also helps with outside of downtown to our committees. They get together. We promote other businesses that are a part of our organization. So it's different ways to be a part of this organization, and we can probably expound on that.
I was going to ask, how do you get involved? And if you are a downtown business, what are the ways that they get involved with the Opelika Main Street?
So each downtown business, the way we get them involved, like they sign up to be one of our merchants. Because we mostly are an organization that's funded by members. So you could become, anyone can be a member of downtown. But our merchants, they benefit off them being members, because the benefits that we give them through, like we give them a lot of advertising. So they get lots of free advertising through all of our social media. We also get help from AO Tourism. When it comes down to advertising, what we have going on, which draws more people in. So they benefit from, you know, the free advertising. They benefit from just having a consultant down there. I'm also a realtor as well. I also do a lot of rent negotiations and stuff like that for different people, like trying to help them find people to get in their buildings, find a new business to bring down to the downtown area. So it's a lot of things that we offer our merchants, even helping them with finding employees. So like they send us a bulletin out and say, hey, you know, can you post this for us that we're hiring? So we try to be that middleman for them to get things out to the community where they may not have the visibility. We try to help them get more visibility through our organization.
Well, so, you know, Opelika's downtown area is so beautiful and so historic. And I think it's an advantage to have an organization like yours to kind of get everybody, you know, on one page about promoting downtown Opelika. Now, tell me how you got involved with Opelika Main Street. And so in your background a little bit.
Well, my background comes from insurance. I've been an insurance agent with Allstate for almost 20 years now. I'm also a realtor with eXp. So I've been in the community for quite a while. I first got involved with Main Street. The ex city council member, Miss Tiffany Gibson, came and asked me one day, Melissa, I think you'll be a good fit for this board that we sit on, because I've also have been on different boards in the city before. So she asked me to sit on this particular board. So I said, well, I would love to, because I love to put something with service. I like service in the community in which I live in. And I've lived in this community now for the past 18 years. Then raised two kids here and two children that went to Opelika, now both of them in college. So I've been in the Opelika community for a long time. And so coming to serve this community was like really great for me. And so I've been on I was on the board first just as a board member for a year. And then after that, I was served as the president of Opelika Main Street for 3.5 years until our last executive director decided to take a job to take his career a little further and go into Montgomery, being the public relations person for Montgomery County. And so I felt like this would be my opportunity to serve even further by being executive director, because I'm knowing the direction that we want the organization to go in. I just felt like I would be the right fit for it to further our organization. And I'm doing my best to try to do the
absolutely. It sounds like you're doing a great job. Yes. So what is one thing you wish people knew about Opelika Main Street that they may not know about, you know, when they come across the organization? What is one thing you wish people knew about Opelika Main Street?
I wish people knew more about the economic development side of Main Street, how we want to see the development of our whole downtown and keeping businesses in downtown and bringing more people in. We also do a lot of beautification along with Keep Opelika Beautiful. Like we plant it. We have almost 30 planters downtown that we are responsible for keeping flowers in. It's not easy because, you know, we're a nonprofit. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we're always trying to raise money for that. We also like to put a lot of art in downtown. We had our sculpture walk. We getting ready to this year coming up, probably come up with some more sculptures to bring in so that, you know, we can keep art into the downtown area. So we have, you know, downtown has its challenges, you know, with the older buildings and trying to keep them preserved. And I just think God for the team that we have, the cooperative city leadership that we have. The city is very, very cooperative with Main Street. They support us like none other. And we have a wonderful chamber that also supports us as well. Allie and her team over there does a very good job with supporting Opelika Main Street, where we're able to collaborate on different ideas and different projects that comes up throughout the city. So, you know, having that support system from the city and your chamber makes our job a lot easier, and it helps when everyone can collaborate together. So I would really like for people to know that Opelika Main Street is in a collaboration with our city government and with our chamber, and that we all work together so hard to make, you know, the city as a whole thrive. But I know our main challenge and our main focus is our downtown, and that's, you know, where we come into play at, and that we keep the economic development in our downtown strong.
Well, how would somebody get in touch with you if they wanted to be a part of Opelika Main Street, either as a volunteer or even as a, you know, a business owner?
So for business owners, because we do, you know, just a shameless plug, we are looking for another retailer to come into the retail space that'll be replacing Southern Crossing.
Okay.
Because Southern Crossing has been with us 30 years, and now they're closing their doors, and it's a sad occasion for us. We was able to house them for a while, you know, after the fire that struck on Railroad, and we hate to see them go, but we want to bring another retail business into that space that can occupy that space and can thrive for a while. Mm-hmm. So if they, somebody want to reach us, they can reach me at director@opelikamainstreet.org. You also can send us a message or contact us at www.opelikamainstreet.org. That's our website. And you also can give me a call at 334-745-0466. Or you can reach me on my cell at 334-559-8974. I am accessible all the time. So, you know, I really don't have a cap on people. I say, you let people call you all the time. I really do. Just the nature of
It's our world now.
Yeah. Having multiple mm-hmm. jobs that, you know, you have to learn how to be accessible, mm-hmm. You know, pretty much 24 hours a day. So, I just love our downtown and want people to continue to want to be a part. Even as a community member, we accept, you don't have to live downtown or you don't have to have a business downtown to be a member of Opelika Main Street. We have several community partners that are all over, from Auburn, Opelika, even different parts of the state. Also, you can be an individual community member. It's only $50 for any individual or a family that wants to be a member. And we're getting ready to start membership drive for January. So if anybody's interested and want to be a member, please contact us and let us know. You will have an incentive. You will have a discount card that you can use downtown. And it's almost over $1,000 in discounts that you can get in that card by just becoming a member of Main Street, just saying that you support our efforts and our downtown community.
Well, that sounds really good, Melissa. Thank you so much for being my guest today. I really have enjoyed talking to you and learning about Opelika Main Street.
Thank you so much, Susanna, for having me.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast Auburn. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnpauburn.com. That's gnpauburn.com. Or call 334-429-7404.